From the Interim Director, Department of Transportation, and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to submit Airport Passenger Facility Charge Application Number 17 and Amendment to PFC Application 15.01 to include an additional 13 projects in the PFC program.
Mr. Bateman.
Chairman, Supervisors, this is an application, PFC Application Number 17, to continue the program. And we have added the listing of the projects that are included in this application. The board has previously approved of these projects in various budgets or fund transfers, so this is the funding mechanism to move forward with the projects.
Go ahead, young lady, you have a comment?
This is Pat Walswager, the Deputy Director of Finance Administration.
You have no comment?
No, you had asked if the budgets, we do have that information.
Okay. Susan Lipska.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this issue came up during budget that was briefly touched on in the transit discussion about the use of federal funds on projects. And in this case, the PFC funds are treated that way, that when they're included in the project, they essentially apply that federal restriction on local bidding preferences. Is that correct?
Yes. Chairman, Supervisors, Corporation Council is here to address that question.
Okay.
Corporate Council, come up.
Mr. Kerrison.
Timothy Karaskevich, Corporation Council's office.
Did you hear the question?
I have an answer.
I didn't ask that. I actually
didn't
hear the question.
No.
Okay, repeat the question.
The question is the inclusion of PFC charges in the financing of projects kicks in this federal restriction on local bidding preferences or local requirements for
that's correct.
Okay. Now, when we analyzed the series of airport projects and the inclusion of PFC charges, it came up that, you know, making a change would be problematic. I'm wondering, when we're constructing these applications or planning for how we're using the PFC charges, is there a way to more heavily weight the PFC usage on certain projects such that other projects would then be locally financed and would be free of that restriction, so that we could in fact increase the airport's local participation in hiring and use of local firms. Just for members, this came up as a major brick wall that I hit when we reinstituted our residency preference, that we'd like to have 50% of our 50% of the workers on our public works projects be local Milwaukee County residents. We're currently, historically, we've been basically exporting our projects. Two-thirds of the workers are out of Milwaukee County. And a big piece of our project funding is federal funding, both transit and airport funding. And so there's just an immense piece of the pie that we're not able to get at because of this. And so I just want to explore what ways we might get more of the projects to be eligible for such local preference.
Corporate Council, you have a question?
Yes. Right. One difficulty is that for many projects, the state and the county receives federal funding, a share of state funding, and then a very small share of airport funding goes into the mix for an individual project. As I responded earlier, the federal funding carries the restriction directly from federal regulations that you cannot restrict to local vendors. Unfortunately, the state funding has a large share of federal funding as well. It's called pass-through funding.
Mm-hmm.
So both the state and the federal share of the funding is restricted. And I don't know too many projects where we use exclusively county funds.
Well, therein lies the problem, because the PFC portion is actually a small portion of the total project.
Mm-hmm.
It's often the local share, whereas the bulk of the project, 90%, is state and federal, and that's just the way airport, transit, and highway projects are funded. And I mean, we can look at your question in future evaluation of projects, mm-hmm. but clearly federal funding, state funding, and the PFC funding are the three big pillars mm-hmm. of capital funds for the nation's airports.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be disingenuous for me to say that, oh, yeah, we can do that. No, mm-hmm. I mean, that's the source of funding for these capital projects, and mm-hmm. I don't see a major sea change in that happening.
Right. Mr. Chairman, I acknowledge that obviously that's the bulk of the funding for our projects, and so I don't hold out that we're going to, you know, open up half of our projects are going to become eligible. I would ask that you look if there are any opportunities to carve any of them out such that we could effectively weight the federal funds as much as possible on certain projects such that some could be carved out.
Unfortunately,
for local
reference. You put $1.
Right. Exactly.
Of federal state funding, it
taint
kicks
it.
In.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the project might be $1 million.
Right. All right. Well, I'd appreciate that. And then the second question was, there was reference to the fact that we're going to make this application and we're going to use the old charge, and then we'll subsequently amend it. Why don't we just go in clean and submit it the way we are, which is that we're already collecting the 450?
Because we're a larger airport, the FAA has a fairly goes through several tests to make sure that the funding, the 450 funding, goes to four categories of projects. That's safety, security, noise, and capacity. So not all projects are eligible for 450.
Mm.
But if you can blend your older and newer applications together to meet a percentage of those projects that meet those four criteria, then you can proceed with the 450. So we did that with a previous application, which you've already approved.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to move forward with this application and move forward with these projects that need to be done, it was cleaner to do it at $3 and then go back and make the changes later. That's one reason. The second reason is they have to be done in sequence.
Hmm.
So we have to go back and amend those previous applications that we numbered
mm-hmm.
first and then amend this application.
Hmm.
You know, so it has to be done in the sequence they were approved. So those two things require this somewhat complicated process. So we're collecting at 450 now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that takes us to 2015 or 16.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll go back to 3 unless we amend those applications to 450,
mm-hmm.
which will be coming to you in probably in 2013 to do that.
Okay, very interesting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're down, clerk. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Sue, I watch on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Move on approval of item 8.
We have any other comments or questions on item number 8? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Item number 9.
Madam Clerk, could you read the item?
From the Director of Audit, submitting a status report on the audit of County Preventative Maintenance Program. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Mr. Herr?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm sure I don't need to remind you why we did the